They came to have Hillary Clinton sign their copies of her book, What Happened, which looks back on her November 2016 loss to Donald Trump in the presidential election. The first ones in line were a group known as the Cincinnati Coffee Ladies, who worked actively on two of Hillary Clinton's campaigns. Ina Wilson is one of them.
She stood for the things that I believe in, moving towards the center, going away from extremism, and she had good proposals, I thought.
There were two visible protesters outside the event.
Benghazi! Benghazi! Hillary Clinton, let them die!
Across the street, one man wearing mismatched camouflage held a flag and shouted slogans about Benghazi. Closer to the venue, Jeffrey Damian Capella stood quietly holding a large sign, which stated that America does not have a problem with a woman president, they just don't want her.
I mean, Hillary, in an interview, had stated that she thinks, in her own assessment, the reason why white women didn't vote for her is because they had sexist husbands that pressured them in the home. I mean, what level of hubris would one need to have to sit there and presume to know why women voted or did not vote for her?
An estimated 1,000 people came to Larkinville for this book signing. Charlie Murphy was among them, and he offered his thoughts on where the campaign went wrong.
Honestly, I think one of the biggest things besides her emails was people my age. I'm 27, and so 27 younger. I thought the people that were voting for Bernie, they really didn't unite with everybody. I know so many people that didn't vote or voted third party because they were angry that he didn't get the nomination.
Murphy said those looking to unseat President Trump will not make that mistake again, beginning next year with the midterm elections. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.